Is there a Limac in the house?
It's the Bob Hawke Show, brought to you, transcribed by Camel Cigarettes.
Here's your Limac man, yes, your Limac man. And if it's fun you're after, with questions, jokes, and laughter, be sure to ring the top most after Bob Hawke, your Limac man.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Camel Quiz. Tonight, there's a prize of $250 for the Limac of the week. Limac is Camel spelled backwards. I'll tell you more about that later.
How mild can a cigarette be?
Smoke Camels and see.
Yes, prove for yourself how mild Camels are.
In a recent coast-to-coast test of hundreds of men and women who smoke Camels and only Camels for 30 days, noted throat specialists reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels. Charlie Stark, who's our first contestant?
Bob, this is Miss Ruth Hopwood.
Hello, Miss Hopwood.
Hello.
Where are you from?
Manhattan.
Manhattan, and would you tell us what you do, Miss Hopwood?
I'm a registered nurse.
Where, here in New York?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which hospital?
No hospital, a surgeon's office.
Oh, a surgeon's office,
yes.
Here in New York. You are a registered nurse. Fine, mm-hmm. I'm glad to have you here. Do you prefer being a nurse to men or to women? Which are the easier, the patients?
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding, no. Why?
I prefer the men.
Why? Could you tell me?
They're more cooperative, and besides, they're men.
I see. And they may take a sudden turn for the nurse. I know that one, too. All right.
I've got to avoid that.
Well, it was a little old. Though. I was reading the other day about a man who swallowed a spoon. He never stirred again. They didn't know... They didn't know what to do with it. Okay. My uncle just had an operation, but it was not very dangerous. It cost him $40, and you can't buy a dangerous operation for $40. That's what they tell me. That's what they can have. Now, Miss Ruth Haywood, Hopwood it is.
Hopwood.
Is that right? Hopwood. Mm-hmm. Were you born here in New York?
Mostly. Well, practically, then.
There's one question I thought could be answered yes or no. We'll try it again. Were you born here in New York?
Yes.
Is there a doubt in your mind, Miss Hopwood?
Not in Manhattan. Like Greater New York, isn't it?
Oh, Greater New York. I see. Not right here in New York. I thought maybe you were born on the borderline between the Bronx and Manhattan or something. You couldn't drive in. All right, Miss Hopwood, and you're a registered nurse. I'm going to give you an opportunity of lighting up a Camel tonight. I'll give you a series of questions which can light up the Camel. If you get them all right, you'll get a seat in the Limac box. You'll get the chance later to win $250 and become the Limac of the week. Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough.
Let's give you a chance to start tonight. Here are a group of questions on a subject which we call letters. I'll show you what I mean. The postman, this is very difficult. The postman is always known as the letter what, starting with the letter C?
Carrier.
The letter carrier. The postman. Everybody waits for the postman to come by. Little town I was born in, the postman in our town was also the dog catcher, the vegetable man, the carpenter, and a songwriter. He had a sign that read letters, litters, lettuce, lettuce, and lyrics. Here we are for the A for $10 and two cartons of Camels. When you find XYZs in your soup, you are probably having what kind of soup?
Would alphabet
you... soup. Alphabet soup. Did you ever have any alphabet soup?
Yes.
I'm boring you, aren't I? I forgot to pay for mine in the restaurant the other night, but I left some IOUs, so it was all right. Here we are for the A, for the M, for $15 and three cartons of Camels. In most tall buildings, there is a what on each floor starting with the letter M. Can you think of it? In most tall buildings, there is a what on each floor. Remember, we were talking about letters to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So in most tall buildings, what is there on each floor starting with the letter M that has to do with letters? Could you tell me?
Yes, but...
I know what the answer to the L is going to be. Now, this has to do with letters. This has to do with letters. People are going out and mailing letters all the time, aren't they?
Oh, a mailbox.
A mailbox. Well, a mail chute. Well, we got out of that one all right. Oh. That's right. It's a mail chute. Okay. You have lit up the M for I know what I think of those answers before I ask those questions. You lit up the M for $15 and three cartons of Camels. Now, another word for a formal or an elegant letter is a what, starting with the letter E. Can you tell me? People might write a very formal letter starting with the letter E. What would an elegant word for that be? For example, you might study about it in school, very formal letters.
You mean an essay?
An essay is not a letter. But they might write a very formal letter starting with the
epistle,
letter.
You
An
mean?
Epistle, that's right. That's very difficult, and you did very well with it. Okay. You got it, didn't you? Okay. All right, here we... Like, for example, if someone writes a formal letter of acceptance or a formal letter of thanks, that's an epistle. Mm. Like, some friends of mine got married, and they were writing their formal letters of acceptance of their wedding gifts. I got a letter from them and said, "Dear Robert, our little one-room apartment is so small and so cozy and so cute, but it would have never been complete without your St. Bernard dog." Here we are for the Yale for $25 and five cartons of Camels. A famous newspaper column to which letters are sent is known as Advice to the What?
Love Dog.
You have lit up a Camel. Thank you. C-A-M-E-L. Yes, Miss Hapwood has $25, five cartons of Camels, and now...
You're a smarty, what a smarty. Take your seat in the Limac box.
Thank you, and now, our gentry, who's next, please?
Bob, this is Joseph Power.
Hello, Mr. Power.
How do you do, sir?
Where are you from, sir?
Well, I'm from New York, Bayside.
And would you tell us what you do, please?
I'm a salesman.
And what do you sell?
I sell automatic typewriters.
Oh, what do you mean by automatic typewriters, sir?
Well, they're called autotypists, and they're a piece of office equipment which is attached to a typewriter and works from a record roll, like a player piano.
Oh.
So the girl just puts the letterhead into the typewriter and presses a button, and the thing goes like crazy.
Oh, I...
Completes the letter.
Does the letter, and she can go on and have her coffee like she would be doing anyway, and everything is fine. Is that it?
That's right.
Oh, it automatically types. That's quite an invention. Well, my girl, my secretary, I should say, could probably use that. She's quite a typist and a lovely-looking girl. She reminds me... She has a royal carriage. I used to use that, what is it, the peck system, they call it? Yeah, that's right.
Hunt and peck.
A hunt and peck system, that's right. A friend of mine used to do it, too. What's the gag? I can't think of it. What was his name? Underwood, that was his name. He was an Underwood pecker. I remember that. That's not the gag. All right, Mr. Power, let's give you an opportunity of lighting up a camel tonight and see what you can do. I'm going to give you a series of questions, sir, about a subject which I think that all men should be familiar with. I think you'll know this one. This is about men. These questions are all related to men. Edward Everett Hale wrote a story in 1863 about the man without a what, starting with the letter C. Can you tell me, sir? The man without a what?
Country.
The man without a country. Here we are for the A. An officer of any legislative body who helps in keeping order is called a sergeant at what, starting with the letter A?
Arms.
Sergeant at arms, like they have at a convention, for example, a sergeant at arms. Do you know what a delegate at large is? Someone just told me. A delegate at large is the one who doesn't have to bring his wife to the convention. Here we are for the M for $15 and three cartons of Camels. A well-to-do man is often called a man of what, starting with the letter M? Can you tell me, sir?
Man of means.
A man of means. And here we are for the E. No minstrel show could get along with two what kind of men, starting with the letter E? Can you tell me? Remember when you used to go to minstrel shows? They had two men. What would they be called?
End men.
End men, that's right. They always say Mr. Bones... Or the, what is it, the interlocutor, that's the guy in the middle, isn't it? He says, Mr. Bones, is it true that pigskins make the best shoes? Mr. Bones says, I don't know, Mr. Interlocutor, but banana skins make the best slippers. Yuck, 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 yuck. Here we are for the L. A learned man is also known as a man of what, starting with the letter L?
Man of letters.
You have lit up a camel, thank you. Mr. Power, you had $25, five cartons of Camels, and now...
You're a smarty, what a smarty. Take your seat in the Limac box.
He made it. How mild can a cigarette be? Just smoke Camels for 30 days and you'll see. In a recent test, hundreds of men and women from coast to coast smoked Camels and only Camels for 30 days. They smoked an average of 1 to 2 packs a day. Each week, noted throat specialists examined the throats of these smokers. After completing 2,470 careful examinations, the doctors reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels. That's how mild Camels are. Smoke Camels and see for yourself. If at any time you're not convinced that Camels are the mildest cigarette you've ever smoked, return the package with the unused cigarettes to the makers of Camels, and you'll receive its full purchase price plus postage. Okay, Charlie Stark.
Bob, this is Mrs. Irene Pepper.
Hello, Mrs. Pepper.
Hello.
Where are you from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
It's a lovely hat you're wearing. I hope you don't mind my saying so. A little closer to the microphone. What do you do, Mrs. Pepper?
Oh, I'm a comptometer operator in the daytime and a housewife by night.
A housewife by night and a comptometer operator by daytime. How you go over figures during the daytime. Is that right?
Right.
That's right. So does my brother. He's a rubber in a Turkish bath. He goes over figures in the daytime. What a masseur I made out of that. Okay, Mrs. Pepper, let's give you an opportunity of lighting up a camel and see what you can do. Here are a series of questions for you on various subjects. And the first one for you is this one. The opposite of clockwise would be called what,
Starling?
Counterwise. Counterwise or counterclockwise. Here we are for the A. A member of a school or a college class that has been graduated is a what, starting with the letter A. Can you tell me? A member of a school or college class. In other words, if you graduated when you graduated.
Alumni
or alumnus. That's right. You lit up the A. And here we are for the M. A person whose wealth is estimated with six zeros is known as a what?
Millionaire.
A millionaire. Yes, sir. That's a lot of zeros. Well, people make so much more money than they did years ago. I don't know what my grandfather got when he married grandmother, but he didn't either. Here we are for the E. The departure of a player from the stage is known as his what, starting with the letter E? The departure of a player from the stage. The actor leaves the stage. He makes his what, starting with the letter E? Can you tell me, Mrs. Pepper? What happens when he goes out? What is it, audience?
Exit.
But you still have $15 and three cartons of Camels. Okay, Art Gentry.
Bob, this is Mr. Newbold.
Hello, Mr. Newbold.
Hello, Bob.
Where are you from, sir?
Brooklyn, New York.
And what do you do, Mr. Newbold?
I'm unemployed at present.
And what did you do before that?
Milkman.
A milkman? You
That's
delivered
right.
milk here in New York?
That's right.
I see, sir. What, in the early morning hours? Is that
That's right?
Right. Did you like those hours?
Yeah, I did it for 32 years.
Is that right? What, climbing steps, I
climbing
suppose?
Climbing stairs, and in alleys, and dumbwaiters, and what have you.
Did the customers ever ask for unusual requests that you had to do, or did you just...
Well, no, the usual routine.
I see. I knew a midget who used to deliver condensed milk all the time. No good. All right. Mr. Newbold, let's give you an opportunity for lighting up a camel tonight and see what you can do. Here are a group of questions for you, which we call, they're on the various subjects, too. And here is the first one for you, sir. The point where two sides meet in a room is called the what, starting with the letter C? If the two points meet in a room, what is it called, starting with the letter C? Can you tell me, sir?
Two points in a room.
Yes.
The corner?
The corner, that's right. And here we are for the A. When you're up in the mountains, you're generally spoken as being up in the high what, starting with the letter A?
Area.
High area? I was thinking of altitudes, but yours is good enough, isn't it? Okay. And here we are for the M. The sign indicating subtraction is called the what, starting with the letter M? In other words, if you're taking one number from another number and you write it down on your figures, what is the sign that indicates subtraction? Can you tell me?
Minus sign.
The minus sign. And here we are for the E. What is the exclamation that means I have found it? It's the motto of the state of California. Can you tell me? What is it? The motto of the state of California. It's a word used by a Greek philosopher, I think, when he lost the soap in the bathroom and then he found it. I found it. What was it? You know? What is it, audience?
Eureka.
Eureka, but you still have $15 and three cartons of Camels. Thank you. Okay, Charlie Stark.
This is Mrs. Bernice Minkoff.
Hello, where are you from?
Newark, New Jersey.
And do you have a family, Mrs. Minkoff?
I have a darling little boy.
I'll bet he's a darling little boy. How old is he?
A year and a half.
Oh, isn't that... Well, what is his name?
Paul.
Paul, I suppose he's gone to bed by now, hasn't he?
Well, I hope so.
Yes,
Daddy's
sir.
Taking good care of him tonight.
Yeah. Oh, his daddy is home taking care
That's
of him?
That's right.
That's the way it should be. Children now like to stay up, though, of course, I guess as late as they can. But, of course, at that age, he doesn't care. He likes to go to sleep all the time.
Well, he really doesn't have much to say in the matter.
I see. He hasn't started to talk yet. Herkimer, my nephew, ran away from home the other day. We were a little sad about it. He ran away from the house. A policeman found him three blocks away and said, Herkimer, why did you run away from home? And he said, well, Daddy got into a fight with Mother. Daddy said she was spending too much money and that he couldn't afford to pay the mortgage and he wasn't going to be stuck with it, so he was going to leave. And Mother said, well, I'm not going to pay the mortgage, so she left. So Herkimer said, you don't think I'm going to stay there and be stuck with that mortgage? All right, Mrs. Minkoff, let's give you an opportunity of lighting up a camel and see what you can do. I'm going to give you a... I love these children. People don't believe these stories about a Herkimer. The other day, his mother said to him, she started to wash his face with soap and water. And he says, Mother, do you have to wash me every day? Couldn't you just dust me once in a while? Here we are. Thank you, Clyde McCoy. Now, Mrs. Minkoff, let's give you an opportunity of lighting up a camel. And there's a series of questions which we call the number game. A four in hand is drawn by four horses. And what is a four in hand is a what drawn by four horses? It was used in the early days, a four in hand. In other words, four horses, and it was called a four in hand. What is another name for it, starting with the letter C? Can you tell me? It was a form of a carriage, but what particular type of a carriage was it be called, starting with the letter C? No coaching.
I'm not sure. Caravan?
What? No. No, I want no coaching. It's a form of a carriage in which the people sat rather formally. Grandfather used to...
Coach.
A coach, that's right. Okay. You have lit up the sea for $5. What happened to grandfather? Here we are. Name one of the seven seas, starting with the letter A. Can you tell me?
Atlantic.
The Atlantic Ocean is one of the seven seas. You're right. The three B's belong to what field of art? Can you tell me? The three B's belong to what field of art, starting with the letter M? In other words, it isn't the theater, and it isn't science. What field of
music.
Art is... Music.
Music,
that's right. Okay, and here we are for the E. The five-foot bookshelf was made up by a Doctor Who, starting with the letter E. You've seen it advertised in many magazines and newspapers. The five-foot bookshelf. Can you tell me who it is, Dr. Someone?
I think it's Dr. Elliot.
Did you hear it from the audience?
No.
Okay, Dr. Elliot, you're correct, and here we are for the L. The five large bodies of water between the United States and Canada are called the Great What, starting with the letter
Lakes.
L. The Great Lakes. You have lit up a camel. Thank you.
C-A-M-E-L. Yes.
Mrs. Minkoff, you had $25, five cartons of camels, and now...
You're a spotty, what a spotty. Take your seat in the Limac box.
Thank you. Okay, Archentry, who's next, please?
Bob, this is Mr. Dodd.
Hello, Mr. Dodd.
Hello, Bob.
Where do you do, sir?
Well, I'm in the transportation, you see, department of a company.
The transportation department of a company?
Yes.
A company here in New York?
Yes.
And what is the company? Do you mind telling me?
I don't suppose you heard of it. The A&P.
Oh, heard of it. I've walked those wagons through.
Well, I've been with them for 34 years, which I got used to it now. Expect they're going to throw me out soon.
Oh, I don't think so. You've been with the A&P for 34 years?
And I hadn't expected to be up here tonight, only I guess he saw the bow tie. I was at the back there, and kind of out of place up here.
You feel out of place?
Yes.
I don't see why, sir. You look very much...
It's the first time in my life I've been on a stage.
Well, that's fine. Mr. Dodd, we're delighted to have you up here, and
it's
I want
mutual.
You to know that it's a real pleasure for us to have you up here, okay?
It's mutual.
Oh, that's fine. No, it's Columbia. Do you have any hobbies, especially, Mr. Dodd?
I have to tune in with the wife's hobby. She likes to listen to these programs all the time, the quiz programs. And incidentally, I asked one of the boys to get me the tickets for this show. And I only got them this morning, so I brought her down here.
Oh, I see. That's,
why I'm here.
I see. Your wife wanted to come to the show, and that's why you came.
Yeah. Wanted to come.
I see. Well, supposing that she hadn't wanted to come to the show, you wouldn't have been here tonight. Is that right, Mr. Dodd?
I believe not. I'd have been listening, though.
Oh, that's fine. You got out of that one all right. Okay, Mr. Dodd, think it's all right. As a matter of fact, I don't blame you in the slightest. I really don't. Mr. Dodd, do you have any children, any family?
Yes, I have, you see, three, and I have a grandchild.
And what do your children do? Are they in the same line of business?
Well, there's a boy, he's with the eldest boy, he's married, he was in the Navy 4 years, he's with the New Jersey Zinc. There's a daughter at the back there, she has a husband with him, he wears a uniform in the daytime and a gun in his back.
And Marty...
What does he do? What does he do?
Well, he's an officer of the law, a gendarme.
Oh,
Other dog.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, the other baby you wanted to hear, she's in the convent. She's a...
I see. She's in the convent, and your son-in-law is an officer of the law here in New York?
Yes.
I see, sir. Okay, we... I think...
It's getting time.
It's getting...
And that's your mercy, though.
What do you mean, time for you to go home, or for me to go home, or for both of us to go?
What do you want? I'm here, I'm on this spot here.
Oh, well, that's all. Thank God, we're enjoying every hour of it. We really are. And I want you to stay right here until we get through with it and see what happens here. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you some very simple questions about some people that you've known and seen, either in the motion pictures or the pictures in the newspapers, or that you've heard about them. I'll tell you what I mean. What English prime minister always carried an umbrella? Can you remember? Starting with the letter C, he always carried...
I think it was Chamberlain.
Chamberlain, that's right. He always carried an umbrella. You see, that's the idea of this thing. Here we are for the eighth. What radio comedians make a lot of people laugh at their antics in the Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company? They used to have the Fresh Air... starting with the letter A. Can you tell me who
Abbott
it is?
Abbott and Costello.
No.
Amos and Andy.
Amos and Andy, that's right. You remember, the Fresh Air Taxi. And here we are for the L. What comedian wears a painted mustache and spectacles, and his last name starts with the letter M? Can you tell me? A painted mustache and spectacles. Remember he said to the beautiful blonde, "You're ruining my son. Why can't you do the same for me?" Groucho someone. What's
it? Groucho Marx.
That's right. You have lit up at the end. Now, what English statesman...
A quiz program.
What did you say?
I say, he's got a quiz program.
What's this, a hot dog stand? He's not only got a quiz program, he's got one of the best quiz programs. Okay, sir. What English statesman always wears a Homburg hat starting with the letter E? Can you tell me that, sir?
Eden.
Anthony Eden. Okay. And here we are for the L. What old-time movie comedian... I don't think he has a quiz program. What old-time movie comedian always wore horn-rimmed glasses? His last name starting with the letter L. Can you tell me, sir? His first name was Harold. Can you tell me what it is? Lloyd. Harold Lloyd. Thank you. C-A-M-E-L-L-O-Y-D. Yes. Mr. Dodd has $25, 5 cartons of Camels, and now...
You're a smarty, what a smarty. Take your seat in the Limac box.
And now it's time to see if we can find the Limac of the week. Tonight there's a prize of $250 for the Limac of the week. You people in the Limac box have been given cards with the letters L-E-M-A-C printed on them. You must write only one answer for each letter. If no one gets all the right answers, $250 more will be added. And next week there'll be a prize of $500 for the Limac of the week. Only those in the Limac box are eligible to win this prize. But you people at home get your papers and pencils while Hank Silvern and his orchestra are playing Love Walked In and see what you could have done with the Limac question. Now here's the question. Listen closely because I cannot repeat it. Your answers to this question will be checked with the latest international edition of the Rand McNally World Atlas. Portland starts with the letter P and ends with land, L-A-N-D. You are to give me any city, town, or village in the United States that ends with L-A-N-D and starts with each of the letters L-E-M-A-C. Are you a LEMAC? You have a minute and a half. Left to work. seconds to become a Lee man. Time is up. Now, while Art Gentry and Charlie Stark are collecting the LEMAC answers from the contestants, we'd like to remind you that
each week the makers of Camel cigarettes send free Camels to servicemen's hospitals from coast to coast. This week the Camels go to Veterans Hospital, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, USAAF Station Hospital, Selfridge Field, Michigan, U.S. Naval Hospital, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, U.S. Marine Hospital, San Francisco, California, Veterans Hospital, Bay Pines, Florida. That makes a total of more than 187 million cigarettes that the Camel people have sent to servicemen, servicewomen, and veterans.
How mild can a cigarette be? Make the Camel 30-day test, and you'll see. Smoke Camels and see.
For the best in popular music, listen every Saturday night over most of these CBS stations when the makers of Camel cigarettes present the Camel Caravan, starring Vaughn Monroe. And now, here again is Bob Hawke.
As we told you, you are to give me any city, town, or village in the United States that ends with L-A-N-D and starts with each of the letters L-E-M-A-C. Several of the contestants did not fill out all of the answers. Mr. Joseph Power has filled out all the answers. For L, he has Leland correct. For E, Eastland, correct. For M, Moreland, correct. For A, Ashland, correct. For C, Cortland, correct. You are a very smart person, Mr. Power. You've won $250. You are the LEMAC of the week.
You're a LEMAC now. Yes, the LEMAC now. $250. You're up for bunch of dollars. Bob Hawke will pay you as he hollers. Yes, you're a LEMAC now.
Congratulations, Mr. Power. You have $250. You are a salesman, sir, of typewriters. Is that right? Now, what do you expect to do with the $250?
Well, got to buy an Easter bonnet for the wife, a little something for the mother-in-law, one or two things for the kids.
I see.
I get the cigarettes.
And you get the cigarettes. Okay, Mr. Power, it's a lovely gesture, and if you didn't think of it, your wife would have probably thought of it anyway. Congratulations to you. Thanks.
Pipe smokers, if you haven't tried George Washington pipe tobacco, you've missed something. You'll like its rich, hearty flavor, its mellow mildness. George Washington is the great American buy in pipe tobacco. Means more tobacco for your money, more pleasure from your pipe.
This is Bob Hawke, ladies and gentlemen. Good night and good luck to all our listeners. Till next Monday, when I'll be back looking again for the LEMAC of the Week with a prize of $250 for the correct answer. Good night, everyone.
Listen in for more laughs again next Monday when Camel Cigarettes is another in the series of Bob Hawke shows with Hank Silverman's orchestra. This program was transcribed in New York.